Hare Krishna. Our desires are not just linear but also triangular. Linear nature of desires means that we see an object, the senses perceive a sense object, and then a line, a connecting line is formed between those objects, and then that line is like a rope which drags us towards the object, it drags the object towards us. So our desires are in one sense linear. The Bhagavad Gita talks about this in 2.62 when it says, Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsaha Sangasteshu Pajayate. Dhyayato, when we contemplate, so we are here, Vishayan Pumsaha, we contemplate on the sense object. Then, Sangasteshu Pajayate, Sangha, the attachment, the desire develops. And then, Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha, from there Kama, strong, irresistible desire develops. And in that way, we go forward, we get increasingly entangled and bound. Now, this is of course true. By contemplating on the sense objects, we develop attachment for them. So in that sense, desires are linear. But desires are also triangular. Triangular means that it is we get the desire to enjoy a sense object, not just by seeing that sense object, but also by seeing others enjoy that sense object. So, for example, if there is a very expensive phone that comes up or expensive car that comes up, at that time, we may not ourselves immediately have that desire. But when some movie star, some sports star, some famous person enjoys is seen enjoying that product, and is seen delighting in that product, then that triggers our desire. So, what happens is, we see someone else enjoying the sense object, and then we also start desiring that. So, our desires are triangular. That by seeing, so our desires are linked to others' desires. So, for example, say, someone may not have any desire to drink. Say a student comes to college and is brought up, student will be brought up in a cultured family. And initially when the student sees a drink, because of using one's intelligence and because of being brought up in a cultured family with good parents, the student doesn't have a desire to drink. But when that student sees other students drinking and apparently enjoying, at that time, that triggers the desire. So the word is Sangha means attachment, and the word Sangha also means association. So Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha, an alternative reading can also be that by the association desire develops. So here we are not just contemplating on the sense object, but we are contemplating on the association that is enjoying the sense object, and by that desire develops. So this triangularity of desires, understanding this triangularity, is vital for purifying our desires. That means, if we want to give up certain desires, for example, somebody is becoming an alcoholic and now wants to recover. So one of the fundamental things that are told to such a recovering alcoholic is, don't go to bars, don't mix with other alcoholics, especially when they are drinking. So then immediately the craving for alcohol may not be possible to give up. But the linear desire may be there. But if you can cut down the triangular desire, then by avoiding that association, the triangular reinforcement of the linear desire will at least decrease. And actually we can fight our linear desire, but when it is reinforced by a triangular desire, then it becomes very difficult to fight. And more importantly, we can use this principle of the triangularity of desire to cultivate spiritual desires. Now, for example, when we study the Bhagavad Gita, we may not find it very interesting. But if we associate with those who have a great taste for the Gita, who recite the Gita, who memorize the Gita, who study the Gita, who speak on the Gita, who write on the Gita, and when we associate with them, from their desire, our desire will emerge. And if we have a desire, that desire will become reinforced. So, especially for spiritual things, our desires primarily grow not by contemplating on those objects. Yes, if we take darshan of the deity, we read the Bhagavad Gita, we may find, okay, some things are interesting, but most of the things we may not find very relevant or interesting. But if we study with those, if we associate with those who are relishing it, then that will kindle and nourish our spiritual desire. So, this triangularity of desires can be tapped in the process of bhakti. And that's why one of the fundamental principles of bhakti is not just remembrance of Krishna, but remembrance of Krishna in the association of Krishna's devotees. By seeing how devotees are relishing Krishna, the triangularity of the desires is tapped for strengthening our linear desires and for intensifying our attraction and satisfaction in Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.